Introducing our guest speaker here this morning.
很荣幸跟大家介绍我们今天的讲员。
This is Professor Brad Kopp.
这是这个 Brad Kopp 教授。
Brad Kopp was one of my instructors when I was in Bible college.
我在念神学院的时候，他是我其中一个老师。
And out of all the courses that I took,
那么我拿的所有课当中
，his were probably the hardest.
他的课最难。
There has been no one, in all my years of studying that has so affected my theology.
但是在我学习圣经跟神学这么多年来，只有他对我的这个神学是影响最深的。
Because he taught me how to do theology.
因为他教导我怎么样去研究神学。
How to go to the scriptures and learn about God and get to know Him intimately and accurately.
怎么样从圣经里面研究来真正准确的来认识神。
And because of that, I'm excited to have him preach for us this morning.
所以他今天来跟我们分享，我非常的兴奋。
Good morning.
大家早安。
Thank you for. Thank you for inviting me to speak to you this morning.
谢谢你们让我今天在这边跟你们分享。
It is an honor and a privilege.
这是一个荣幸。
Probably all of us can think back to something we've said that we regret saying.
我想我们所有人都曾经有这个经验，就是我们说过一句话，然后我们就后悔了说了这句话。
Maybe you said something harsh.Or hurtful to someone you love.
也许你对你所爱的人说了严厉的话，或者是伤害他的话。
Maybe you complained in a selfish way.
也许你很自私，在那边抱怨。
Maybe you lied or stretched the truth.
或者是你说谎，或者是扭曲事实。
Or boasted in an arrogant way.
或者是骄傲，然后吹嘘自夸。
And when we look back, we're ashamed that these things came out of our mouth.
然后我们再回头看的时候，我们就觉得很羞愧。天哪，我竟然讲出这种话。
Now, Donald has asked me today to speak on the communication from faith.
那么今天 Donald 让我来这边分享的题目呢，就是怎么样用信心把我们的信仰融入在我们跟人的沟通当中。
Faithful communication.
就是信仰。
And I know that you've been working in the book of James about putting our faith into practice.
那么我知道你们过去在学习。雅各书怎么样把信仰活出在生命当中
？Now I have to admit, when Donald first asked me,
我承认一开始Donald 邀请我的时候
，to preach from the book of James, I said,
他让我讲雅各书，我说不太想讲
，because I thought James is legalistic.
因为我觉得雅各有点律法主义。
James is negative.
然后又很负面。
And there's very little good news in the book of James.
那个雅各书里面都没有讲什么好消息。
But I'm glad I had the chance to study it through.
但是我很高兴我有这个机会可以好好的来研究。
Because it turns out I was wrong and God was right.
因为真的我发现我自己错了，而神是对的。
I discovered that James has a gospel wisdom focus.
我后来还是发现雅各书里面有非常清楚的福音信息。
Yes, James does sometimes highlight what is negative.
当然有时候他会强调这些负面的东西。
But only to show that it doesn't work, that it's bad, so that we would choose the good.
但是目的是为了让我们看到这负面东西是怎么样的不好，所以我们才会去选择好的东西。
I remember a wise man once told me.
我记得有个很有智慧的人有一次说。
The way that people change.
人怎么样能够改变呢？
Is not just having an idea of something better.
不是只是看到好的东西才会向往那边改变。
But people have to be dissatisfied with the way things are before they will change.
他们必须要对于现状感到不满，他们才会想要改变。
And James sometimes provokes us to discontent with the way things are in our lives.
那么雅各书里面很多时候就是挑战我们，让我们对我们现状、我们现在生活产生不满。
To produce change.
这样我们才会有所改变。
So when we think back to the speech that we are ashamed of.
所以我们刚刚说到我们以前讲过那些话令我们后悔的话
James teaches us how to avoid that
雅各就教我们怎么样避免这些东西
and leads us to something better
然后让我们可以选择更好的
that we would seek to connect our faith with the way that we speak
这样我们就会把我们的信仰跟我们的言语联合在一起
Let us stand together and read today's passage from James.
那我们一起来读今天的经文，就是在雅各书里面。
James chapter 3 verse 1 through chapter 4 verse 12.
从三章一节到四章十二节。
And read in the language of your choice.
然后你可以读你想要读的语言。我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失。
个人在话语上没有过失，
他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。看
When we put bits in the mouths of horses to make them obey,
他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看哪，船只虽然甚大。
Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great force is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a whirl of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed, have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's image. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done and the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, that you find disorder in every evil practice.
多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive. Because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasure. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
Or
don't you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs
through
the Spirit that he caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment of it. There's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for your word.
主，感谢你的话语。
I thank you that it is true and powerful.
因为他们是真实有力量的。
I thank you that it is perfect and trustworthy.
它也是完美的，可靠可信的。
Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your Holy Spirit.
谢谢你的圣灵。
That he is here present with us.
他现在就在这里与我们同在。
That he is powerful and true.
圣灵也是真实有力量的。
Lord, and this morning I ask that your Holy Spirit would speak your word to our lives.
主啊，今天早上我求你的圣灵向我每个人的生命说话。
And you would change the way that we live for your glory.
按照你的荣耀改变我们生活的方式。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
In this passage, James tells us that our speech is powerful and dangerous.
在这一段里面，雅各说我们的话语是非常有能力，但是也很危险。
First, our speech is powerful.
我们的话语怎么样有能力呢？
James gives an illustration of a big horse or a big ship controlled by very little things.
雅各就举了一个例子，就是说，船很大，然后或者是马也很大，但是是用很小的一个部分去控制的。
In the same way, the very small tongue has a huge impact over our entire life.
同样的，我们的舌头也很小，但是却能够影响我们整个生命。
In the same way, a teacher, even though a small part of the congregation, has a huge impact.
同样的，一个老师或者是说一个我们的会众当中一个小小的一个人，也对我们整个教会有很大的影响。
And so the teacher is held to a higher standard of judgment.
所以教导人的人必须要负更大，对神负更大的责任。
Our speech communication.
我们的话语可以沟通。
That we exchange ideas.
帮助我们交换我们的意见。
Is one of the main ways that we are different from animals.
这就让我们跟动物是不同的。
We share with God in the ability to communicate thoughts.
我们这是神给我们的一个能力，让我们可以跟别人讲我们的想法。
And historically, ideas have had more impact than weapons.
在历史上呢，其实这些人的概念或想法、思想呢，是比武器还更加有力量。
But our speech and our ideas can be used for good. Or for evil.
但是我们的思想跟我们的言语可以用来做善事，也可以用来做恶事。
And James emphasizes the possibility of evil.
那么雅各在这边就特别强调做恶事的可能性。
Because our speech is dangerous.
因为我们的话语是危险的。
Like a small spark that can set an entire forest on fire.
好像一个小小的星星之火就可以燎原。
And he says our tongue is a fire and is set on fire by hell.
他就说我们的舌头呢，就是好像是火一样，而且是用地狱的火点燃的。
It corrupts our entire being.
让我们白体全身都能污秽。
And James says that our speech is uncontrollable.
雅各甚至说我们的话有时候不是我们控制。
We can tame all kinds of animals.
我们可以驯服各样的野兽。
But we are unable to control our tongue.
但是却没有办法控制自己的舌头。
Our tongues are full of deadly poison.
里面是满了害死人的毒气。
And not only that, our speech is insane.
而且有时候呢，我们的话语也非常的疯狂。
That's the best way I can describe it.
哦，这就是我能想到最好的形容词了。
Our speech demonstrates an unnatural and unreasonable contradiction.
我们的话有时候就显出了非常不自然的矛盾。
We speak blessings and curses from the same mouth.
就是从我们同张嘴里面讲出了咒诅的话，也讲出祝福的话。
We say good about God, but evil about people who are in God's likeness.
我们可能赞美神，但是我们看到神所造的人，然后我们却讲咒诅他的话。
That goes against what is right and reasonable.
这个根本就是不合道理的。
The same source would bring dramatically different results, opposite results.
就是同一个泉源。一个来源，可是竟然可以有讲出两种不同的东西，然后带来两种不同的结果。
This is an illustration of the word James uses, double-minded people.
然后这个就是雅各所说的三心二意的人。
So, don't say bad things.
所以呢，就说不要说这些不好的话。
Is that helpful?
你觉得这样子很有帮助吗？
I hope so, but honestly, I don't think so.
我觉得这句话虽然讲得很对，但是好像没什么帮助。
I think you already knew that.
我想我们都知道了，不要说不好的话吧。
I think you already knew evil speech is bad.
你也知道讲出这个恶毒的话是不好的。
Because it's called evil speech.
因为就是为什么它叫恶毒的话，就是因为它不好嘛。
I've tried, and I believe you've tried, to not speak in hurtful ways.
我想我们都试过，我试过，你也试过，不要讲伤害人的话。
And yet it still happens.
但是还是会讲出来，是吧？
I've found I cannot do it.
我觉得我是做不到的。
Because as James says, the tongue is set on fire by hell.
因为雅各说我们的舌头呢是从生命地狱里面点着的。
So if we want hope in controlling our tongue,
所以如果我们想要控制我们的舌头，
we have to go deeper and address a deeper problem.
我们必须要去看更深的问题。
Jesus said that out of our heart our mouth speaks.
耶稣说我们所讲出来的话就是从心里面出来的。
And James uses an illustration he got from Jesus that a tree bears the kind of fruit that is appropriate for the tree.
然后雅各就用耶稣讲的这个比喻 来讲，就是说怎么样的树就结什么样的果子。
And that is what James addresses next.
那么雅各接下来就讲这个。
Because our wisdom determines our speech.
因为我们有什么样的智慧，就决定我们的言语。
Our actions, including our speech, come from our character.
我们的话或者是我们的行为，都是从我们的品格出来的。
James says that those who have wisdom should demonstrate it with their good works.
雅各说，如果有智慧的人呢，就应该要外面有善行来显示他有智慧。
With their good lifestyle and their humble wisdom.
就是一个好的生活方式跟一个谦卑的智慧。
Notice that James calls it humble wisdom.
为什么是谦卑的智慧呢？
That's important, and we'll come back to it.
这是很重要的一点，等一下我们再回来看。
Like James said earlier in the book, don't just say you have good works, but do good works.
在之前雅各书也说，你不要光说你有好行为，你要真的做出来好行为。
Don't just say you have faith, but live faithfully.
不要只是说你有信心，要真的把信心活出来。
Don't just say you have wisdom, but prove it.
不要只是说你有智慧，要证明出来。
But that implies that everyone has some kind of wisdom that they live out.
所以这个意思就是说，我们每一个人都有自己的某种智慧，然后我们会活在我们的生命当中。
In other words, our character, our virtues, or our vices will show in the way that we act and speak.
所以不管是我们的品格，我们的好处，我们的坏处，我们心里面的思想全部都会在我们的言语跟行为当中显示出来。
James clarifies this by contrasting two kinds of wisdom.
雅各就比喻了两种智慧。
Sinful human wisdom and wisdom from God.
一种是自私的人的智慧，还有从神而来的智慧。
Notice how he describes wisdom that is not from God.
他怎么样形容那些不是从神来的智慧呢？
It is resentful and jealous.
是愤怒也是嫉妒。
It arrogantly boasts and lies against the truth.
What verse is that?
Oh. Okay. 然后是自夸，而且也是与真理为敌的。
Verse 14, sorry. The reason is thatThis wisdom is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic.
是因为这个智慧是世界的智慧，而且呢，甚至可以说是从魔鬼来的。
It does not come from God, but from the opposite.
它不是从神来的，它是从那个跟神对抗的另外一边来的。
And notice that James says this resentfulness and selfishness is equated with rebellion and everything that is evil.
神说这啊不是雅各说这种自私呢，就是好像跟反叛神是一样的，跟一切邪恶是一样的。
It is selfish and jealous.
就是自私和嫉妒。
But godly wisdom is the opposite.
但是从神来的智慧又是不一样的。
It is pure, peaceful, gracious, reasonable.
是纯洁的，是合道理的，是有恩典的，有恩慈的。
Full of mercy and good works, impartial and unpretentious.
是充满恩典的，是充满智慧的，也是公正的。
Characteristics that imitate God.
就是像神的那些品格。
This wisdom imitates God because it comes down from God.
这个是来自神的智慧，因为是从神而来的。
It is sown in peace to those who do peace. Verse 18.
Can you say that?
It is sown in peace to those who do peace.
就是做行和平的人，就种出了和平的种子。
Notice one more time how James connects wisdom with humility.
再次，我们看到雅各怎么样把智慧跟谦卑连在一起。
Now think about how this descriptions how they apply to our speech.
那想想看这些形容词怎么样应用在我们的话语上面呢？
Our speech should be pure, peaceful, gracious, reasonable.
我们的话语当然应该是要有恩慈的，有合道理的，还有公正的。
It should be merciful and good instead of resentful, jealous, and arrogant.
应该充满了良善和怜悯，而不是充满了嫉妒跟愤怒。
Instead of deceptive, rebellious, and evil.
也不是充满了谎言，或者是反叛，或者是邪恶。
Our evil speech comes from wisdom that is not from God.
只要讲出邪恶的话，恶毒的话，就是从不是从神而来的智慧。
Jesus clearly said,
耶稣说,
"A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him."
一个好的人，他会把他里面好的东西表现出来。
And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
那你邪恶的人就会把他里面邪恶的东西表现出来。
He says, "I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken."
他说在这个受审判的时候，每个人都要为他讲的每一句话交账。
For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
要按照你的罪按照你的话语判你为无罪或将你定罪。
You see, your words come from your wisdom, what is stored up within you.
所以话语是从你里面累积的东西出来的。
So yes, fill your heart with good things.
所以当然我们必须先把我们的心里面充满好的东西。
With godly wisdom and actions and godly speech will follow.
充满从神而来的智慧，然后有这个智慧之后，我们自然行为就会表现出来。
James told us earlier that if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God.
那雅各也说，如果中间有缺乏智慧的呢，就应该要寻求神。
Therefore, we should ask God for wisdom.
所以我们就跟神求智慧。
Which is good.
这是好事。
But not yet.Good enough.
但是还是不够好。
Because I've tried to be wise.
因为我也试过要有智慧。
And it helps a little.
可以有一点帮助。
But not yet enough.
但是还是不够。
So James continues on.
所以雅各又继续说。
He says that our desires determine our wisdom.
我们心里面的渴望会决定我们的智慧。
James says,What are the cause of our problems?
雅各说我们的问题是哪里来的呢？
And he answers, our selfish desires are the cause of our problems.
就是我们自私的这些私欲。
We're unsatisfied because we are selfish.
我们不满足是因为我们自私。
We do all we can to get what we want.
我们努力的去得到我们想要的东西。
We even murder and envy.
甚至是有这个凶杀跟嫉妒。
And we still do not get what we want.
但是还是不能得到我们想要的东西。
We don't have what we desire because we try to get it without God.
我们得不到这些想要的东西，是因为我们试着不靠着神去得到这些东西。
We don't ask Him.
我们没有向他求。
Ironically, our bad speech is because we don't speak to God.
很讽刺的就是，当我们讲不对的话的时候，就是因为我们没有在跟神祷告。
We don't have what we desire because even when we ask,
我们没有得到我们想要的东西，因为连我们求的时候
，we ask contrary to God's will,
也没有按照神的旨意求。
We ask for selfish, self-centered things.
我们求的东西都很自私。
For selfish, self-centered reasons,
也是为了自私的原因而求。
In order to satisfy selfish, self-centered desires.
然后是为了要满足自己自私的这些渴望。
That come out in selfish, self-centered boasting and complaining.
然后这些就表现在我们的这个自夸或者是抱怨当中。
Think about the speech that you're ashamed of.
想想你曾经讲过但是你后悔的话。
We grumble and we complain because we don't get what we want.
我们没有得到我们想要的东西，所以我们抱怨。
We say harsh things to our kids, our spouses, or our friends because they don't do what we want them to do.
我们有时候讲很严厉的话，伤害我们的配偶、我们的孩子，是因为他们没有做到我们想要他们做的事情。
We belittle others to make ourselves feel better.
我们可能贬低其他人，让自己感觉好一点。
Or we boast about our successes to hide our failings.
或者是我们为了要隐藏自己的失败，然后就吹嘘我们的成功。
We backbite or lie against those that we see as rivals to getting what we want.
然后那些我们看到是我们的对手的人，我们就可能在背后捅他们一刀，这样子搞不好我们就可以得到我们想要的东西。
All of the speech comes out of selfishness and selfish ambitions and jealous desires.
这些恶毒的言语都是从自私的这个欲望当中出来的。
It's very appropriate that Proverbs tells us to guard our heart.
所以箴言告诉我们说，我们要保守我们的心。
Because out of it comes our life, including our speech.
因为我们的心，我们的生命从心而出的。
Is anyone depressed yet?
大家听到这些是不是觉得天哪，真是悲惨啊？
James tells us we can't get what we want. We can't find wisdom. We can't control our speech.
雅各说我们没有办法得到我们想要的，我们也没办法控制我们的言语。
Where's the hope and promise in that?
那我们的盼望在哪里啊？
We're almost there.
好，马上要看到了。
Remember, James works hard to create discontent with our old ways.
这个就是雅各的写作方式，他先给我们制造了一种我对现状非常不满意的情绪。
To bring us to God's way.
然后才让我们看见，哦，神的方式是这样。
He continues to dig deep to the underlying problem.
他让我们深深的挖掘到我们根基里面的问题。
And he says our ultimate problem.
他说我们最终的问题。
Is that we have the wrong God.
就是我们的神是错的神。
I am not God.
就是有时候我们把自己当神了。
He is.
神才是神。
The world is not God.
世界也不是我们的神。
He is.
神才是神。
You are not God.
你不是神。
He is.
神才是神。
Nothing will satisfy except Him.
是只有神能够满足我们的想望。
And we see our desires come out of our loyalty.
那么我们的渴望呢，也是从我们的忠诚当中出来的。
Our loyalty determines our desires.
就是我们对谁忠诚。我们对什么忠诚，就决定了我们想要的是什么东西。
James tells us our love of the world is enmity with God.
雅各说与世界为友就是与神为敌。
James accuses us of being spiritually adulterous people.
雅各说我们是灵性上是犯奸淫的。
Using language from the Old Testament prophets, he challenges us away from idolatry.
他用这个旧约里面的先知的话来挑战我们远离淫行。
When I speak, I could boast of my own glory.
我在讲话的时候，我当然是可以这个吹嘘自己。
Or I could proclaim the glory of Christ.
或者我可以选择去夸口神的荣耀。
We cannot serve two masters.
我们没有办法服侍两个主。
And our speech will demonstrate what we love the most.
我们讲出来的话就显示了我们最爱的是什么。
It's either friendship with the world or friendship with God.
到底是与世俗为友还是与神为友呢？
We can't have both.
是没有办法两个同时得到的。
Friendship with the world makes us an enemy of God.
如果是与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
We are unfaithful, adulterous people.
我们是不忠实、不诚实的犯奸淫的人。
Because in selfish, self-centered desires, we love the world.More than we love God.
因为我在我们的私欲当中呢，我们就是爱世界比较多，爱神比较少。
And God will not allow us to be friends with Him and friends with the world at the same time.
但神并不允许我们同时跟他做朋友，也跟世界做朋友。
And I know that's a hard word.
我知道这个是很难的一件事。
But we all know that it's at least some true in our lives.
但是我们都知道这个是事实。
And James invites us.To be honest.
雅各要我们诚实面对自己。
Because God is a jealous God.
因为神是忌邪的神。
God is the only thing that can truly satisfy all our desires.
神是唯一能够满足我们心里面所有的愿望。
But when we place our hope and our desire in selfish, self-centered things,
但是当我们把我们自己的盼望放在这些私欲里面的时候，
we dishonor God, who is the only one worthy of this honor.
我们就窃取了神的荣耀，本来是应该归给神的荣耀，我们归给别人。
Sin is always replacing God with something else.
罪就是 把别的东西来代替神。
That is the heart of the problem of our speech.
这就是我们讲话为什么会出问题。
Our selfish desires come from loving created things more than God.
因为我们的私欲是让我们爱这个受造的
东
西比较多，而不是爱造物主比较多。
Sometimes we serve the wrong God.
有时候我们服侍的不是神。
So I do hope that you're dissatisfied wherever you see this in your own life.
所以我希望大家看到自己生命中可能某些地方是是令你不满的。
I hope you can recognize it and hate it when it happens.
然后我希望你看到这些情况的时候呢，就要恨恶它。
So that you can change.
这样我们才有机会改变。
Or so that God can change you.
或者是说让神给我们机会改变。
Because there is hope.
因为这是我们是有盼望的。
We can change gods.
We can change gods.
Change from one god to another.
我们可以改变我们忠诚效忠的对象。
We can realize and acknowledge that the real God is God.
我们可以了解到原来上帝才是真神。
And I am not.
我不是。
None of the things of this world are greater than God.
在这个世界上没有一样东西是比神伟大的。
We can come to know the kind of gracious, wonderful God that He is.
我们知道他是一个有恩典怜悯的神。
And we can experience His goodness.
我们也能够经历他的良善。
We can find satisfaction for our souls and healing in our life and our speech.
我们的灵魂可以得到满足，而且在我们的人生、我们的言语当中也能够得到满足。
By conforming ourselves to who He is.
只要我们学习神的道路。
The good news is that God gives grace to the humble.
好消息就是呢，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
God gives grace.
神会赐谦卑，赐恩。
That's the radical, wonderful message of the entire New Testament.
这就是新约里面最重要的信息。
And James tells us that God gives greater grace.
然后雅各还说呢，神会给更多的恩典。
To change us and conform us to God's wisdom.
为了让我们改变我们，让我们越来越像神的样式。
Grace that is greater than what?
这个恩典是比什么更多呢？
God's grace is greater than our sin.
神的恩典是比我们的罪更大。
Romans tells us that where sin abounded, grace abounded more.
因为罗马书说，罪恶显多的地方，恩典就更加显多。
It's greater than our guilt. While we're still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的恩典也比我们的罪疚感最强大，更强大。因为在我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们的罪死了。
It's greater than our shortcomings.
是比我们的缺陷更加强大。
If anyone lacks wisdom, ask God who gives graciously.
如果有缺乏智慧的，就要向神求，神就会厚厚的赐恩给他。
And God's grace is greater than our arrogance.
神的恩典也比我们的自负还要强大。
He gives grace to the humble.
因为神赐恩给谦卑的人。
God's grace changes us.
神的恩典会改变我们。
The power of God's grace in Jesus can heal us.
神的恩典透过耶稣基督可以医治我们。
God's grace conforms us to Him.
也会让我们越来越像他。
To make us more like Him.
让我们更来越来越像他的样式。
And that is the way to find joy, success, and blessing.
这样我们才能够得到我们所希望的喜乐，还有恩典，还有成功。
His grace does that by dealing with us appropriately.
他的恩典是用最适当的方式来改变我们。
He opposes the arrogant, but he gives grace to the humble.
他阻挡骄傲的人，但是赐恩给谦卑的人。
He opposes the arrogant.
什么叫阻挡谦卑的？阻挡骄傲的人。
The arrogant are the kind of people that make themselves to be God.
骄傲的人就是自以为自己是神的人。
And they boast against others, and they quarrel.
然后他们彼此的夸口，然后也会争闹。
Those very things James just described as wisdom that is not from God.
雅各就说这种智慧的不是从神而来的。
The arrogant think highly of themselves and look down on others.
那个骄傲的人呢，他们自视甚高，可是却看不起别人。
That's what we see in a few verses in verses 11 and 12.
我们就看到十一跟十二节这样说。
When we judge others, we are acting like God.
我们论断别人的时候呢，我们就自以为是神。
Thinking that we can judge them and we can judge the law.
认为说我们有权利去判断断定别人，或者是说论断律法。
Instead of doing the law，
但其实我们自己应该是要遵行律法才对。
When we look down and speak against our neighbor，
当我们看不起我们的邻舍，或者是论断他们的时候
，we are arrogantly playing God，
我们就自负的当做自己是神。
And the reason that God opposes the arrogant，
神为什么阻挡骄傲的人呢？
Is because he's just. It is the right thing to do.
他是公义的神，他阻挡骄傲的人，这就是对的事情。
And he opposes the arrogant for our good.
而他阻挡骄傲的人也是为了我们的好。
For our discipline, so that we will change.
就是为了给我们一些管教，这样我们才会进步。
And because he is the only lawgiver and judge.
因为神是唯一的赐律法力，也是唯一的法官。
He is God, and he does not allow any rivals.
他是神，他不能够接受其他人想要来跟他相提并论。
But he gives grace to the humble.
但是他会赐恩给谦卑的人。
When we acknowledge our need and our lack.
当我们承认我们的需要。
And when we ask God, he is gracious and he gives generously.
当我们向神求的时候，他是一个有恩典怜悯的神，他会厚厚的赐恩给我们。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor."
耶稣说贫穷的人就是邻里贫穷的人有福了。
He said, "Blessed are those who mourn."
还有哀痛的人有福了。
He said, "Blessed are the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness."
温柔谦卑的人还有饥渴慕义的人有福了。
So we see in James that this passage is full of gospel promise.
所以在雅各这个章节里面真的是充满了神的应许。
God can change us and he will work in us.
神会改变我们，而且他会在我们身上做工。
As we submit to him, he changes our loyalty.
当我们向他降服的时候，他就会改变我们的忠诚。
And he changes our attitude and our desire and our speech.
他也会改变我们的态度，我们内心的渴望，还有我们的言语。
Therefore, submit to God.
所以我们要向神顺服。
Conform to God, and he will exalt you.
我们向神的时候，他就会高举我们。
Subject yourself to God.
将你降服在神面前。
By willingly placing ourselves under God's authority.
就是顺服神的权柄。
By consciously, consistently placing ourselves on God's side.
就是经常的、有意识的把我们去选择神的方向。
Trusting and obeying God's word to us.
信靠顺服神给我们的话。
By opposing the devil.
那么就是抵挡魔鬼。
Don't believe his lies.
不要相信魔鬼的谎言。
Resist his temptation.
抵挡他的诱惑。
Pursue everything, desires and activities which are opposite of the devil.
只要是一切跟魔鬼相反的东西，我们都要去追求。
But most importantly,
但是最重要的，
we oppose the devil by submitting to God.
我们怎么样才能抵挡魔鬼？就是我们必须要顺服神。
It's either God or the world.
要不就是神，要不就是世界。
Either God or the devil.
要不就是神，要不就是恶魔。
With the promise that when we're on God's side, we win.
但是只要我们在神的那一边，我们就会得胜。
The devil will flee.
这个魔鬼就会逃跑。
So draw near to God.
所以亲近神。
With the promise that he will draw near to you.
因为神应许他，我们亲近他，他也会亲近我们。
Every Christian should desire to know God more and more.
每一个基督徒都应该要渴望更加的认识神。
And we should do everything possible to know God.
也应该要尽一切可能的力量去更加认识神。
By seeking God in prayer and worship.
透过祷告跟敬拜。
By reading His word and obeying what it says.
读他的话并且顺服他去敬拜他。
By guarding our thoughts and our words and speaking the truth in love.
注意我们所讲出来的话，用爱心说诚实话。
But James highlights two activities by which we draw near to God.
雅各这边指出两种行为，就是我们可以用这个方式来亲近神。
By conforming to God's holiness.
第一个就是学习他的圣洁。
He says, "Cleanse your hands from sin."
他说你要清洁你的手。
And purify your hearts from double-mindedness.
清洁你的心，不要三心二意。
These are the typical ways that the Old Testament tells people to find purity and right living.
这是在旧约里面，就是告诉人们怎么样有一个清洁的生命。
By keeping God's commands.
就是顺服神的话语。
To have clean hands and a pure heart.
这样就能够有清洁的手跟清洁的心。
Conform to God's ethical standards by turning away from ungodly activities.
我们顺服神的道德的教导，就要撇弃那些跟神教导相反的事情。
And towards good deeds.
然后去做好的事情。
And by lamenting and repenting.
而且必须要悲哀哭泣跟悔改。
James says, "Be sorrowful, mourn and weep."
雅各说，你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣。
And these are the typical Old Testament commands and expressions of repentance.
这是很典型的，旧约里面每次叫人悔改的时候就要这样做。
When the Old Testament kings repented,
在旧约里面这些王如果说悔改的时候。
They demonstrated it with public mourning and humbling themselves.
他们会公开地显示他们的哀愁，然后
In David's repentance, he prayed to God.
在大卫他悔改的时候，他向神祷告。
He said, "You do not delight in sacrifices, or I would bring it."
他说你不喜爱献祭，若喜爱我就献上。
You do not take pleasure in offerings.
你燔祭你也不喜爱。
But the sacrifices.Of God are a broken spirit.
但是你喜爱的是一个忧伤痛悔的心。
A broken and contrite heart, God will not despise.
一个忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
Remember, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn."
记得耶稣说，哀痛的人必得福。
If God's people embrace the sorrow of repentance.
如果我们作为神的子民，悔改的话
，they will find God and find joy，
就会找到神，也会找到神里面的喜乐。
C.S. Lewis once wrote，
卢易斯曾经这样写过。
Now repentance is no fun at all。
当然，悔改并不是一件很好玩的事。
It is something much harder than merely eating humble pie。
可不是烤一个谢罪派去跟人家道歉就好了。
It means unlearning all the self-conceit and self-will that we've been training ourselves into for thousands of years.
而是说我们已经习惯了，就是这几千年来已经习惯了按照自己的想法去做事，但是我们必须要撇弃这些习惯。
It means killing part of yourself, undergoing a kind of death.
这可以说是某种程度的自杀啊，就是你要把自己里面那个不好的部分杀掉。
Remember, this repentance, this willing submission to humiliation and a kind of death.
这个悔改，这种谦卑的，还有愿意接受死亡。
It is not something God demands of you before He will take you back.
并不是说你要先这样做，神才会接纳你。
And which He could let you off if He chose.
也不是说他选择不要让你经历这个，你就可以不要经历。
It's simply a description of what going back to Him is like.
这只是在形容归顺神、归到神那边是什么样子。
If you ask God to take you back without it,
如果你希望神接纳你，但是没有经历悔改
，You're really asking Him to let you go back without going back.
你就好像是在要求神接纳你，但不要接纳你。
It cannot happen.
这是不可能的。
Very well, then we must go through it.
所以呢，我们一定要经历这个过程。
This repentance is nothing other than turning to Christ.
这个悔改的过程就是归向基督。
Turning away from the world.
就是离开世界。
Turning away from selfish desires.
撇弃我们的私欲。
To Christ.
然后转向基督。
Now, I know this is hard.
我知道这个很困难。
That's.Humbling ourselves,
我们要谦卑自己
is not making up false shame to shame on ourselves.
不是说你必须要发明一些不存在的东西，然后自己贬低自己
But it's just to honestly see ourselves rightly, accurately, and reasonably.
而是说我们要看自己看得准确，看自己看得合乎中道
It is to acknowledge who we really are.
就是承认这就是我
We need a savior.
我们需要救主。
What do you have that you've not been given?
有没有什么东西？我们什么东西不是神给的呢
？When we compare ourselves to God, we do not boast.
当我们看到神是怎么样，而我们是怎么样的时候，我们是没有办法自己夸口的。
And we see Him for who He is.
因为我们看到原来神是这样。
He is the powerful Creator.
他是大能的造物主。
The gracious Redeemer.
也是有恩慈的救赎主。
The King over everything.
也是一切的主宰。
And the source of every good gift.
所有一切好的礼物的来源。
It is impossible to be arrogant and selfish if we are looking to God.
如果我们看着神的时候，我们是不可能。
When we delight in Him as our source.
如果我们将他看作我们一切好处的来源。
When we go to Him for our salvation.
而且他是赐给我们救恩的。
We don't look down on people and speak evil of them.
当我们知道这些的时候，我们是不可能看低别人或者是批评别人的。
So we know and acknowledge that He is the Lord and we are not.
所以我们就承认上帝才是上帝，我们不是。
And the promise is when we do this.
然后那个神应许的就是当我们这样做的时候
，He will lift us up.
他会高举我们。
He will change us.
他会改变我们。
He will graciously give us all wisdom and all good things.
他会赐给我们一切的好事。
And He will raise us to a higher level than we could ever get on our own.
而且呢，他会把我们高举到一个程度，是我们自己靠着自己是没办法去的。
Now I know it's a risk to humble ourselves.
当然，我们要谦卑自己的时候，也是冒一个险。
It's a risk to repent. It is painful.
就是我们必须要承认我们自己的错误，这是很痛苦的事情。
How can we trust that God will lift us up?
我们是不是真能够相信神会把我们升高呢
？Well, it is by faith.
当然，这也是一个信心。
But it's faith that has some very good reasons.
但是这个信心是建筑在非常可靠的证据上面。
He gave himself for us.
因为神为我们赐下他的独生爱子。
He died and rose from the grave.
他死，然后从死里复活。
He lives forever, praying for us.
他永远的活着，然后为我们代求。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神是为向着我们的，那么谁能够抵挡我们呢？
God who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all.
神没有顾惜自己的独生子，反而为我们舍了。
How will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?
岂不把一切好的事情一起赐给我们吗？
The cross demonstrates God's love and good intentions towards us.
十字架就显示了神所要给我们的好处。
The cross demonstrates God's ability to satisfy our deepest needs.
十字架也显示了神有能力可以满足我们心里面最深的渴望。
The cross demonstrates, proves God's trustworthiness.
十字架也显示了神是信实可靠的。
God promised to lift us up, and He cannot lie or fail.
神应许将我们的升高，他是不会说谎，他也不可能会失败的。
So now let's make the connection.
所以现在我们把这一切都串在一起。
Between the good news and the way that we live, including our speech.
就是我们的福音怎么样影响我们的言行跟我们的生活方式。
If you're sick of the things that come out of your mouth,
如果你不喜欢你讲话的方式
，and if you don't like any part of your life that's out of control,
或者是你生命当中有一些失控的地方你是不喜欢的
，start with the fact that He is God and you are not.
我们要承认第一件事情就是上帝是上帝，我们不是。
I am not the source of satisfaction.
我们自己没有办法满足自己。
The world will not satisfy.
世界也不会满足我们。
Only God will fully satisfy.
只有神会满足我们。
Therefore, we submit to God and delight in God.
所以我们第一个要顺服神。
We draw near to God in humility.
我们亲近神，然后谦卑的亲近神。
And we experience His grace in Christ.
接受在耶稣里面接受他的恩典。
And He will give us our heart's desire.
然后他就会满足我们心底的想望。
So that He will be our God.
然后他会成为我们的神
and we will be His people.
我们成为他的子民
we will put away false gods and serve Him only.
我们就把那些假神都丢弃，唯独服侍真神
and this will fix and this will change our selfish desires.
这就会改变我们里面的私欲
it will fix our motives.
会把我们的动机改变过来
and then when we have godly motives and desires, we will ask for and be given wisdom.
然后当我们有从神来的想望的时候呢，我们就会有从神来的智慧。
And with God's gift of wisdom through the Holy Spirit,
然后神会透过圣灵赐给我们这些智慧。
Our speech will be changed.
我们的话语也会改变的。
We'll speak the truth in love.
我们会用爱心说诚实话。
We won't speak disparaging things of one another or judge one another.
我们不会讲一些贬低人或者是论断人的话。
We won't boast or tell falsehoods.
我们也不会说谎，我们也不会自夸。
We won't complain, but rather we will trust God.
我们不会抱怨，我们反而会信靠神。
And bless God.
会向神献上我们的感谢。
You will never tame your tongue until your heart is tamed.
我们 一定要先顺服，顺服我们的心，才能够顺服我们的舌头。
Until you submit to God the same way that a tame animal submits to its master.
我们顺服神，就好像那些野兽顺服他的驯兽师一样。
So, believe the gospel.
所以你要相信福音。
Love and desire God and conform to Him.
爱神，然后亲近神，学习向神。
And you'll begin to speak love and the things that God wants you to say.
你就会开始讲那些神想你讲的话。
Let us give our whole life, including our speech, to God.
我们把我们的整个生命，包括我们的言语，来赐给献给神。
Let us humble ourselves before God, trusting that He will lift us up.
让我们谦卑地来到神面前，相信他会将我们升高。
And we believe that He will cause our speech to give life instead of death.
我们也相信他会。
We believe He will cause our speech to bring life instead of death.
哦，然后他会让我们的言语可以带来生命，而不是带来死亡。
We've all heard of people who have permanent scars in their life.
我们都认识有些人，他们的生命当中有一些创伤。
Because of a harsh or a hateful word that was spoken to them.
可能就是因为有人对他们讲过非常严厉的话。
But in the same way, many people have their lives blessed because of a kind word.
但是同时呢，也有很多人是因为别人讲过有恩慈的话，所以他的生命被大大的祝福。
And countless millions have had their eternal destinies changed because someone told them the word of God.
甚至有更多的人呢，是因为有人告诉他们福音，所以他们的生命被改变。
The word of the gospel that calls us all to submit to God, repent, and believe the good news.
福音就是告诉我们要顺服神，要悔改，然后相信神的话。
And this God is spread around the world by people who loved and submitted to God.
This God?
This gospel was spoken by people who submitted to their God and loved God.
然后呢，福音是由一群爱神、顺服神的人去传的。
And that made a difference in their speech.
因为他们爱神、顺服神，所以他们的话语也是不同的。
Will your speech be a blessing or a curse?
那么你的话语是一个祝福还是一个咒诅呢？
It depends on your God.
这就要看你心里的神是谁了。
Who do you love?
你爱的是谁？
Who do you draw near to and submit to on a daily basis?
你每天亲近的是谁？顺服的是谁？
This will change your speech one way or the other.
一定会改变你的言语的，不管是哪一个方面，哪方向。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Father, I thank you for your word.
主啊，感谢你的话语。
Lord, we want to submit to you.
主啊，我们愿意顺服你。
We want to live in a way that's pleasing to you.
我们想要过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
We are weak. Help us in our weakness.
我们真的是很软弱，我们需要你。
But we trust in you and your Son.
但是我们相信你，相信你的儿子。
That you are strong when we are weak.
因为我们在你的刚强上面夸我们的软弱。
Lord, we beg you to change us.
主啊，求你来改变我们。
Change the way that we think, the way that we love, and the way that we speak.
改变我们思想的方式，说话的方式，还有我们爱人的方式。
Changes from the inside out so that our speech is a joy.
从里面改变我们，让我们所讲述的话是喜乐的。
And so that our speech blesses those around us.
能够祝福我们身边的人。
Lord, give us boldness to speak the word of the gospel.
主要帮助我们放胆传讲福音。
To a world that desperately needs to hear.
这个世界上是多么的需要你的福音。
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名感谢。
Amen.